Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron John Surf Shop right there in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Hey, today on Monday, we are need a lucky thigh high from the east-southeast, and we have this little, maybe foot-high east-northeast component coming in, a little longer period, but it's really not shaping up to bring us too much surf for today. Now, we have strong offshore winds, and that's adding a little bit of texture to the situation. On Tuesday, the winds are going to shift to the north, and then we have this little wind swell mix with this 8-second northeast swell that's going to start developing from this area of low pressure that was on the other side of this cold front that just passed over. Now, like I said last week, that was worth keeping an eye on because it looks like that's going to bring us some decent surf for the rest of the week. So that northeast swell is going to continue to build, and we're going to have favorable winds for Wednesday, so that's looking like it's going to be a pretty decent day to get out there. We have a new front that's going to be coming through on Thursday afternoon, and that's going to shift strong winds offshore, which may hollow out the waves for us a little bit, and looks like we should still have some decent-sized swell in the water at that point. Now, we should still have some leftover surf from the northeast in the waters for the rest of the week, but we're going to be on a downward trend into the weekend. Winds shift to the north on Friday, but clean up a little later in the day, and then they're going to stay favorable for Saturday and Sunday for a little bit of smaller but rideable surf on Saturday. We're probably going to be kind of back to the smaller stuff on Sunday. Now, as always, these northeast swells do the best for central and southern Florida, but it looks like northern Florida should still have some pretty decent surf. Hey, so we're going to be updating Surf Guru sometime this summer, and I'm going to start putting a call out if anybody can help us out. We're looking to transfer from Contico over to WordPress, and looking for some WordPress programmers that can kind of help me get the wave model going on that. I'm pretty good with WordPress, decent programmer, but it's a little bit of help would be appreciated. So just shoot me an email at info@surfguru.com and let me know if you can help out. So like I've said before, I do this Surf Guru stuff on the side. I have another job, and that job is sending me out to Little Rock this week. So I'm flying out on Tuesday. I'm going to be there for the rest of the week. So the next update is going to be for Mahalo Monday on the 24th. Assuming we don't run into any kind of weird weather that's going to affect the flight like we had over the weekend. So I'll see everybody then. And until then, keep an eye on those cams. So I know you guys have all been waiting for that Melbourne Beach cam to come back. And I've been teasing that it's coming back because it is. It's running right now, but we just need to get the internet going on it. The switch that was in there just couldn't handle what they needed to do, so they're swapping that out. And as soon as that new switch gets in there, the camera should be back online. So I'm hoping any day now. Hey, I'll see everybody next Monday. And until then, keep an eye on the cams. That's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, I really appreciate you checking out Surf Guru.